Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, para pekerja penitipan anak akan mendapatkan rata-rata tambahan uang saku sebesar $103 per minggu, menyusul janji pemerintah federal mengenai kenaikan gaji. Total kenaikan sebesar 15% akan terjadi secara bertahap selama 2 tahun ke depan dan bergantung pada janji pusat-pusat layanan untuk tidak menaikkan biaya mereka lebih dari 4,4% pada tahun depan. Katriona Stirat melaporkannya untuk Anda. Itu adalah kunjungan khusus ke pusat penitipan anak di wilayah barat daya Sydney saat Perdana Menteri mengumumkan kenaikan gaji bagi para pendidik penitipan anak. Mereka ditetapkan untuk menerima kenaikan gaji sebesar 15% selama 2 tahun. Namun dengan satu syarat, pusat-pusat tersebut setuju untuk tidak menaikkan biaya mereka lebih dari 4,4% pada tahun depan. Pengumuman ini muncul berdasarkan janji anggaran federal pada bulan Mei.
This 15% pay increase is justice. Justice for the work that early educators do. Not just in minding our children, because that's not what they do. Yes, they mind them, but they care for them, and importantly, they educate them as well. Human brain development occurs more in the first 5 years than in the rest of people's lives. And that is why this is so important.
Ada peningkatan jumlah pendidik yang dianggap penting, termasuk pendidik anak usia dini di Queensland dan anggota Serikat Persatuan Pekerja Karen Moran.
We welcome this decision by the Albanese Labor government today that's been 20 years in the making. Early childhood educators perform some of the most vital work in the country, but for so long they've been the most undervalued and underpaid. And this decision today will change people's lives. It means that early childhood educators who've been relying on food bank to feed their own families won't have to do that anymore. And those that work 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet will be able to spend more time with their families.
Para pekerja penitipan anak akan menerima tambahan sebesar $103 per minggu mulai bulan Desember dan tambahan sebesar $155 per minggu mulai Desember 2025. Kelompok oposisi mengatakan mereka mendukung peningkatan gaji bagi para pendidik anak-anak, namun menyalahkan pemerintahan Albanese atas meningkatnya inflasi.
You can't get a benefit as a worker if you've been given some money in one hand from Labor, but then the banks are just taking that and much, much more because your mortgage rates have gone up and your mortgage repayments have increased again this month. And it's not just mortgage payments that have increased under Labor. When you go to the supermarket, you know that every time you put your card over or pay cash at the checkout, you're getting less and less for that money, and that's because inflation is such a big issue that Labor's created.
Namun Menteri Pendidikan Anak Usia Dini Anne Alley mengatakan baru pada masa pemerintahan Partai Buruh inilah para pendidik anak-anak didengarkan. Menteri Alley mengatakan ia menandatangani janji untuk mendukung kenaikan gaji bagi para pendidik penitipan anak usia dini ketika dia pertama kali bergabung dengan parlemen pada tahun 2016. Kini, seruan tersebut akhirnya menjadi kenyataan.
We know that brain development is 90% of brain development occurs in those first 5 years. This is not babysitting. This is not wiping bums and noses. This is education. We see you, we hear you, we acknowledge you. We know the vital and professional work that you do in helping our youngest Australians to grow and to thrive.
Menteri Pendidikan Jason Clare juga memuji hal tersebut.
Our early educators deserve a gold medal. They also deserve a pay rise. And that's what this is about. Over the last year or so, we've cut the cost of childcare for more than 1 million Australian families. And this is the next step, supporting the people that make all of this possible. The people who lift our kids up by lifting their wages.
Badan Nasional yang mewakili para pendidik dari sekolah-sekolah non-pemerintah dan pusat penitipan anak juga menyambut kabar baik tersebut. Sekretaris ACT dan New South Wales dari Independent Education Union of Australia, Carol Matthews, berbicara kepada SBS.
Look, we're pleased. Obviously, it's important that teachers in long daycare services get a pay rise. They're certainly being paid less than teachers in schools. And there's a real workforce shortage for that reason. So a 15% pay rise, even though it is staged in over a fairly long period, is a really good step in the right direction.
Namun dia mengatakan ada beberapa pertanyaan yang harus dijawab, khususnya seputar batasan pemerintah terhadap kenaikan biaya pusat kesehatan.
We're pleased with the government's cap of 4.4% on fee rises in the next 12 months. But we want to make sure that the funding increase is actually passed on to teachers and educators. I'm sure that that's the government's intention. We understand that will be done through an enterprise agreement, which the unions have been seeking. And we think that'll be the mechanism for ensuring that the pay rises do go to the employees.
Menteri Pendidikan Jason Clare mengatakan, untuk memastikan kenaikan sebesar 15% sampai ke tangan para pendidik, pusat-pusat tersebut memerlukan perjanjian industri yang terdaftar dengan Fair Work Commission dan akan ada perjanjian yang dapat ditegakkan secara hukum dengan Departemen Pendidikan dan penyedia layanan untuk memastikan mereka mematuhi batas 4.4%. Perdana Menteri menegaskan batasan biaya pusat akan memastikan langkah-langkah ini juga bermanfaat bagi keluarga di tengah krisis biaya hidup.
Part of the condition of this will be a cap on fee increases, making sure that this delivers benefits for families on top of the increase in the childcare subsidy that we did last year. So that's why this is good for children, good for workers, and good for families, as well as being good for our economy.
Pemilik pusat penitipan anak Tutut, Pallavi Joshi, mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa dia menyambut baik kenaikan gaji bagi pekerja dan mengatakan dia mendukung batas kenaikan biaya sebesar 4.4% sebagai cara untuk mempertahankan nilai dan pendidik yang berpengalaman.
By capping the fee rise to 4.4%, I think the benefits will go to who it's meant to go to, which is childcare educators. I mean, especially post-COVID, finding good staff in the childcare sector has been a nightmare. And retaining them is even harder because this is an industry mostly dominated by female workers. And it's hard because, you know, with less pay, there is no incentive.
Sebagai sektor yang sangat didominasi perempuan, CEO The Parenthood Georgie Dan mengatakan kenaikan gaji adalah momen bersejarah yang akan terjadi selama beberapa dekade.
Things that the members of the parenthood community, parents and carers know is that the work that early childhood educators do is incredibly valuable. It is not just babysitting. It is fundamental to supporting the education and development of children, and it is so thrilling for that to be recognized in a really meaningful way.
Sebuah langkah pertama dalam perjuangan untuk mendapatkan pengakuan yang lebih besar bagi para pendidik usia dini. Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Katriona Stirat untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.